And joining me right now here on the Mark Mosey Show to go over the latest on the NFL draft. This guy does a great job on TikTok, Twitter. Yeah, he does it all, talking draft. We had him on last year, and I'm happy to get him back on as we head into next week. His name is Christian Campbell. Scott the Player on Twitter. Christian, how you doing today?
I'm great, Mark. Thanks for having me. Excited to be back for year two of this.
Do you feel like this draft, with all the quarterbacks, we'll start with this, is more interesting compared to last year's draft?
I would say definitely, without a doubt. There's a lot of talented QBs. One to three kind of separated themselves. JJ's definitely getting in that mix a little bit, but I would say that it's really exciting for a lot of teams. And there's a lot of QB needy teams in there as well.
Before we get to your mock draft then, you brought up one quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, but there's a lot, Caleb Williams, and you know, you see what Washington's going to do. Do you like this year's crop of NFL-style quarterbacks that are coming out?
I do. There's a mixed bag of what they bring for each of them. You can see a lot of potential, and really the top six, I think all of them have a potential. Landing in the right spot does matter to be, you know, serviceable quarterbacks for many years to come. They all bring good arm talent from really top to bottom. I would say your back of the end quarterbacks typically don't make mistakes. They get the ball in their players' hands and try to let them do all the work. So I really like what they bring this year.
All right, I'll put you on the spot then. Rank them from maybe one to six. How do you look at it?
So I would say Caleb's my one. I didn't like this last year as much, but I still think he's my number one. Number two, I'll have Drake May from North Carolina. Talking with one of the GMs at the Combine, he had him as QB1. They're not a QB needy team, though, but he did like him quite significantly, much better than Caleb Williams there. So number three, I have Jaden Daniels. When he was at Arizona State, I was all in on him, and then he kind of teetered off a little bit there, and then once he transferred, he really had everything he needed this year at LSU, and he deservingly won the Heisman. He's phenomenal. I didn't like some things overall, but I think that can be corrected when, you know, he's got some easy deep shots and they're underthrown. But I would say number four, I'll take J.J. McCarthy. You really didn't get to see him do everything you want to see coming out when you're drafting a quarterback, but he wasn't really asked to do that all the time, being a run-heavy team at Michigan. However, some of the throws I did see, I'm like, that's an NFL throw right there. And I think you put him in an offense with a coach like O'Connell or anyone that's offense-minded, I think they can get the best out of him. Next, I have Michael Penix from Washington. I know he's, you know, had some injuries, but he's by far, you know, has, I'd say, the best deep ball, best pocket presence in the draft. And then lastly, I have Bo Nix. Wasn't a huge fan of him at Auburn, but I think he really turned his career around going to Oregon. And like I was mentioning there earlier, I think he does what he needs to do. You put him with Sean Payton, I think he's going to get the ball in the wide receiver's hands and the tight ends and running back and really going to run with it, I think. You know, if he doesn't go there, you know, who's to say what happens, but I really think he's the perfect fit for the Broncos.
Christian, is there a chance all six of those guys could go in the first round somehow?
Sure, there's always a chance. However, I think it's a stretch. The only way I really see it is if the Raiders and the Broncos, sorry, let me rephrase, if I don't see it, if the Raiders and Broncos don't take them. That being said, I do think there's a chance the Raiders don't take them with their first pick and look to possibly move up from the second round into the late 20s to get another pick and draft Penix or Nix if they're there. Same thing with the Broncos. They don't have a second rounder. I don't think they can really go into the season with Jarrett Stidham, but people keep saying that's possible. I can't buy that. I don't know how you sell that to your fans. And you know, the ownership just decided to, you know, let Wilson go and eat that dead cap as well. So you have, you know, maybe it's rebuilding season, you know, in the sense of you don't take a quarterback this year, but I don't see how you can sell that to the fans or the teams.
Dude, I have no sympathy for Denver. My Bears have not had good quarterback play for 100 years. So they had John Elway and then Peyton Manning. So I have no sympathy for them. Is that okay? If I feel that way?
No, I get you. I get you definitely. And you don't want to just take a quarterback to take a quarterback either.
Yes.
Because that's where you get put in a spot that you don't want to be in as a franchise and set yourself back even further. Sometimes it's okay to just sit and try to build it elsewhere. And sometimes that's the right way. And, you know, building the team up, and it's not just always on one player. No player is going to make a team. They can definitely change it for sure, but not going to make it.
You bring up you're there at the combine about a month ago. We're here with Christian Campbell. He does a great job covering the draft, and I appreciate him coming on. Of those quarterbacks who actually threw, did any of them wow you when you were there at the combine?
Overall, for me, just watching them, I would say nothing shocked me or surprised me. It's nothing that I hadn't seen. I think for myself and definitely the teams, the pro days are way more important. Yes, it is scripted. You know, they get to run their favorite plays and whatnot, but doesn't mean you're going to, you know, be great. You know, just like Drake May at his pro day started off a little shaky, but really came going strong at, you know, after the start of it. So I don't think I was surprised by anyone. They didn't wow me. It's nothing that I hadn't seen on tape prior. So I would say no.
Well, a lot of them didn't even throw the ball. That's the other problem.
Correct. Yeah.
What players did wow you when you saw them in person at the combine outside of the quarterback position?
First of mine is Xavier Worthy, wide receiver out of Texas. I mean, mm-hmm. breaking the combine record. I always kind of get a little, you know, a little suspicious on when that record's broken. Like, you know, do they want it to be break? You know, just being silly with friends and whatnot. But he definitely, you know, his speed was evident. You know, what I like to tell a lot of people is don't make people double fast. You know, if you watch tape and they're fast on tape and then they confirm it at the combine, don't say, no, that guy's, you know, he's phenomenally fast. You know, we saw that on tape. He's fast. He was fast at Texas and he proved it. So he definitely wowed me with that. Going back to the Senior Bowl, if I can double back to that,
yeah.
Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma, I think he's a day one starter in the NFL. He does, you know, he does need some work here or there, but I loved watching him at the Senior Bowl. I think he's going to be an instant starter for a team, and I, you know, possibly the Niners and the Ravens would be good fits for them. He's going to be a real deal. I think he sneaks into the first round, and if not, he's the first few picks of the second round.
Those are the two you went with the top of your head. All right, that's your opinion. All right, that's the eye test. Since you're there in Indy, is it bucket list for an NFL fan to go see the combine once in their life?
I think they're definitely making it a lot more fun for fans. There's a lot of things that you can do and see while you're there. I think overall, once you do it once, I think you kind of get like that itch is gone. But like for the real like diehard fans, the guys that want autographs, I mean, they're lined up there all day long, just waiting for the players to walk by and NFL media to walk by to just say hey and get an autograph. So I think if you haven't done it, I think you should do it. And I think people here in Indy, locally, started allowing to have fans to do it. They really enjoy being there. So I think it's something that everyone should do it once.
We're here with Christian Campbell. That's his thoughts on the combine. We were talking about quarterbacks. Let's go to your mock draft. Let's go over this. So, number one, is it stone cold 100% lock Caleb Williams to the Bears?
I think it would shock the entire NFL world if it wasn't. I don't see how it's not Caleb. If it's not Caleb, you're insane not to try to trade back with the Commanders, because getting Caleb back to his hometown, I think you could get a larger ransom than what the Niners did with the Bears. What was that, 2017 for
Trubisky.
I think you could snag a first plus moving back one spot. So I don't see how it's not Caleb.
Does Caleb Williams have just unrealistic expectations from everyone on him? And I say that from, you're going to get these wide receivers and the Bears think they can win right away. Is that fair to a guy that's never started before?
I would say no. I mean, it's definitely unfair, but I think that's more of a media side of things. If I had to say than anything, the team has different expectations. And what I've been told multiple times from my buddy inside the Colts, he said, everything that you see on Twitter or on NFL Network, take it with a grain of salt. Most of the time, it's half truths. And so I think the Bears understand, yes, they have a good roster, but the expectations, if they go, 4-13, that's okay. You know, if they somehow go 7-10 or 10-7, that, you know, those are great wins, but don't, you're not going to win the Super Bowl year one with Caleb. And it's okay to allow him to grow, because everyone needs to grow when they enter, you know, the NFL. Maybe they have a CJ Stroud like season with, like the Texans did last year, similar rosters, low expectations and overall. Caleb definitely has the talent to do so. Is he going to put it all together year one? Maybe, maybe not, but time will tell.
It's interesting, earlier in our conversation, we're here with Christian Campbell talking about the NFL draft. You like Drake May more than Jaden Daniels. You said that. So do you, who's the pick, though, at number two for Washington?
As of right now, just reading the tea list, I feel it's Jaden Daniels. I don't really have a good reason why. I just more so just reading in between the lines on stuff. I couldn't get anything from anyone while I was at the combine or my pal at the Colts, what he thinks, who's going there. But just based reading everything, I think it's Jaden. I think they like Jaden. And I think he overall gives them some more oomph, I guess, with the fans, maybe.
I agree. I feel like, look, you just had, what, Sam Howell as the quarterback, another guy from the ACC, and it's just kind of like, okay, he's good, but I feel like I see what you're saying. It's like you're going for a home run. It's like they've never gotten over RG3 in that rookie season. That's what it reminds me of, where he had that superstar home run type feel, and I feel like you get that with the LSU quarterback. Do you feel that way?
Agreed. I mean, Jaden had such a phenomenal year at LSU. I think he's the real deal. Again, I loved him at Arizona State his freshman year when he started. So I think I think that's the same thing that they feel inside the office there in D.C.
All right. So then at number three, is this a quarterback at number three to New England, or does the draft get interesting here?
I think it's a quarterback. Could it be Marvin? Could it be a trade back? Sure. I can see that mainly for the fact that I have them taking Drake May. And I don't foresee, or sorry, let's say Drake May is not going to fix this team overnight.
No.
This is a 2-year rebuild. I mean, they need to give Mayo time to build this team how he wants with that front office. However, as of right now, I'm not intrigued with the 2025 draft class of QBs. So I think you have to take one here. Could you get a King's ransom? Sure. But what does that do for you long term? Do they look to go after Dak Prescott this offseason? Because they have the money. I mean, they have gobbles of money for next year. So could that be, you know, going after a veteran? I could definitely see that. However, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking inside the office. So I have them taking a quarterback just with a mere fact. What are they going to do at quarterback? Yeah, Jacoby Brissett is a serviceable QB, but you're kind of doing what the Commanders did last year with Sam Howell-ish. You know, yeah, you wanted to see what Sam had. You know what Jacoby is. But I think you got to get somebody in there that you can start molding and growing for that organization after Tom Brady left.
What? Are,
some years ago.
So three quarterbacks, top three picks. We have Christian Campbell. Number four, Arizona. Who's the pick for you if you're the Cardinals?
Unless someone's coming up to get JJ, which, spoiler, that's my next pick for a team trading up. They have to. I think it's Marvin. I've wanted Marvin Harrison on this Colts team for I don't know how long. I've asked my pal at the Colts to do everything you can to make sure we can get him. You do it for the fans, if anything. No, I have the Cardinals taking Marvin. He's just special in every way. Neighbors is a lot closer to Marvin than I thought he would be for me. Marvin Harrison Jr. is just, he's everything you want in a wide receiver prospect. He is my highest rated wide receiver, and I try to do that with as little bias as to him, but he's the highest one I've ever rated just covering the draft.
He goes four to Arizona. I agree. So five, you have the Chargers. Is this going to be interesting where J.J. McCarthy could be there?
So, yeah, I have the Vikings moving up to get J.J. here. The Vikings, I think that team can run with Penix or Nix. But what I've just heard from enough people that, you know, McCarthy is the clear cut for most teams at four. And I agree with that. I don't see why you would trade your second round pick and a next year's pick to move up to 23 unless you're trying to build up a package to move up in the draft. So that's why I moved them more than anyone else to get up to five. I know the Giants like JJ, and you get right in front of them to grab them instead of waiting till seven or eight, because I do think there's a strong possibility that the Giants do go after JJ if it presents itself.
All right, if I'm the Chargers, here's my question. So you got Jim Harbaugh, you have your quarterback, you got rid of all your wide receivers. Don't you just take the best wide receiver at five and just tell the Vikings no? Or see, that's where I think it's going to be interesting. What about you, Christian?
So I would, but you got to remember who the coach is there now. I think he's going to build the trenches with that front office. It's going to go O-line, D-line, work out from there. He's going to be a run heavy team. I would take Malik Nabers here. Do they want to take a wide receiver in the first round back to back years? I mean, I don't think you really need to look at that. It's different regimes overall. So I would take Malik, but I think you try to get multiple first. You get to touch other positions that you want to help build your identity in. And I think that's why I see them being intrigued with it. And this wide receiver class, it has every flavor you want and then some. And I think there's going to be receivers end of day two and the start of day three that are going to be contributors their rookie season. And it's going to be more than I think we normally see year to year from day two and day three wide receivers. So you can get a quality wide receiver, you know, one, two, you know, however you see Quentin Johnson there with the Chargers. So I really think that you're not missing out totally because you're still getting a talented player that you want at another premium position, which I have them taking at pick 11. So I think that's why I have them doing that.
Let's end with this, and I appreciate coming on. We're here with Christian Campbell. We'll get you on to recap as well in another couple weeks. All right, my Bears are at nine as well. They have a ninth pick. They don't have a second-round pick. What would you do with that ninth pick?
Me, personally, just like I build my dynasty leagues, I'm all about gaining capital. However, I don't have them doing that in my seven-round mock that I have completed, which does come out on my TikTok coming draft week next week. It'll come out Tuesday. I do have the Bears staying at nine because I have Malik Nabers falling based off of I have the Giants taking Adunze because they kind of have that deep threat with Hyatt there. Adunze is very Larry Fitzgerald-esque. I think they, you know, most people have Nabers to the Giants, which I love Nabers more than Adunze. You know, I have Nabers 2 and Adunze 3. But with Nabers falling to nine, I don't see how you could pass Nabers up. if you're the Bears. Me personally, I would try to get two more picks of either a first round pick and a third round pick or something, just to
get the capital.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Okay, the bonus then is the top 10 picks in the first round. Could it be all offensive players?
I have 9 of the 10. I do have Leatu Latu at 8 going to the Falcons. I do see that as a trade back possibly. If Neighbors like is there at 8 or 9, I could see the Jets moving up to 8. I did not have that in this mock. I tried to limit as many trades as possible, but Leatu Latu is former defensive coordinator at UCLA, is now there in Atlanta. They need an edge rusher. He is by far the number one edge rusher for me, and I did confirm with people that the medicals are fine. So I, you know, yes, he's a little older, but I think he's by far. He has the most moves. He is such a gifted pass rusher. I just don't see how you can pass him up as the Falcons. So you can get him at 10 or 11. You think he's going to be there? Then I don't see why. Then why you wouldn't just take him at 8? So.
All right, he's going 9 out of 10 offensive players. I think it's going to be 10 out of 10. I think this is going to be wild. His name's Christian Campbell. What is it? Scott the Player on Twitter. And like he said, his mock draft's going to come out. TikTok, you got to follow him on there. Christian2C. And in Christian, there's a 5 instead of an S. My man.
Correct.
Thanks for coming on. And I'll get you on in a couple weeks. We'll recap, all right?
All right. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me on.